Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. When we're committed to someone or to something, that means something. See, that means we readjust our entire life, no matter what the circumstances are, to make sure that that person or that situation is taken care of. It is way too easy for us to break commitments in the year 2024 here in the United States of America. We often break our commitments. We like to make arrangements rather than commitments. When you really think about it, arrangements are made so that we can break off the arrangement if it doesn't suit our fancy. Commitments are made for life. Commitments are made regardless of what somebody else decides in life. For example, Jesus Christ came down to this earth. He died on the cross. He was committed to paying for our sins. And there are many people who reject him. He wasn't committed to paying for our sins only if everybody accepted him as their Savior. He was committed to paying for our sins so that we could have the opportunity to be in his family. If you've been listening to Think About It, you know that we're talking about Ruth and her commitment to her mother-in-law. Today, the two of them come into Bethlehem, and the people begin to talk. Ruth 1:19 to 22. So the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women said, "Is that Naomi?" She said to them, "Do not call me Naomi, but call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has testified against me? The Almighty has brought calamity upon me." So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, with her, who returned from the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of barley harvest. Life takes some complex changes. Naomi and her husband and two sons left about a decade ago, no doubt to find a better life. Now Naomi and Ruth return without husbands, sons, and any way to care for themselves. They would be at the mercy of the community. These ladies were counting on God to care for them, and he will. Undoubtedly, many ignored Naomi and Ruth's dilemma for various reasons. They missed out on being an instrument of God. Those who do not care for those in need are the ones who are genuinely in need. Life is tough. We should always look for opportunities to care and to share. We should always position ourselves to be the light to those who are in darkness. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Thanks for listening. See you next time.